Hey, Alex.
Hey, Mr. Newsom. Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I've waited until 12 p.m. just because I remember you saying you're back at the office, so I don't want to disturb you or anything like that.
Well, thank you for being thoughtful.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I'm just giving you a quick call. I wanted to touch base about the addendum that we sent over. Flores have reviewed everything, and also he saw your response about the two lots that you're selling, and he's traveling right now, so he wasn't able to really get into further research. But I think what he wants to happen, what we want to do is, just to make sure everything is handled for the two lots. You said that you're asking for additional 5,000 for the other lot, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, with that in mind, he said that we would need a couple of well, actually need to get a survey done into the property. So that's what he's planning to do.
Okay.
So we're going to do a land survey, and if we're going to move forward with that, usually the survey would take time for us to complete, just because we'll have to get what do you call this, a certified land surveyor for the property, and it might take like 3 to 6 weeks, or 8 weeks max. So if we're gonna do that, he wants to get more time. I know that we're actually set to close February the 6th based on your initial agreement, but if we're going to do a survey on the other lot, then what's going to happen is we're going to have to extend the closing if you're going to sell both properties. And he said that it might take us like 60 days, an additional 60 days after the original closing. So we're looking about February, around April for the survey to get completed. I wanted to know, how do you feel about that if we're going to extend the closing and if we're not able to close, next month?
Well, it makes sense to, package both of those lots together because they're right there together, and you might just want to, have that whole space free and clear. So I think it makes sense to bundle them together. And if it's required to do the survey, and we have to kind of delay it, I'm okay with it. So that we can get it done correctly and in its entirety.
Okay, that sounds good. It's a relief to me to hear that you're okay with the additional timeline. He said that it's the other lot is not buildable, but we wanted to make sure that he can put two structures on it. That's why we're doing a land survey. So, okay. Well, I will let him know then. And if that's gonna turn out good, then I mean, we're gonna have to send you an addendum, but the addendum, you don't have to sign it. It's just gonna be a notice that we're extending the closing. Instead of February, it's gonna be extended until April the 6th. So it's like additional 2 months.
Okay. That's reasonable.
All right. Well, thanks.
And but this doesn't impact the other lot over on New Street, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So our offer on that other lot will remain the same. So, if it's the other lot is also buildable, then 20,000 it is. That's what he said. So.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. Do you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
Not at this time. So I should be looking for another email with the addendum.
Yes, sir. Just the addendum. It's just going to say extension notice of closing. I mean, notice of extension of closing. Instead of February, it's going to be April the 6th after we're done with all the requirements.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, thank you again for your patience, Mr. Newsom, and we'll talk to you later. Have a good one.
You do the same.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.